The following program is brought to you by the friends and partners of Bobby Hogan Ministries.
Just a few days ago in my secret place, God gave me a word that I want to release to our Kingdom Living television audience. This word is powerful. Stay where you are. Yes, we are so glad you have joined us. Like Dr. Bill Winston would say, God orders your steps and your stops. He ordered you to listen and to watch me right now, because I got a word. The Bible says, 2 Chronicles 20:20, you believe the prophets, you prosper. Amos 3:7, believe God, you're established. So this word has the potential to take you into a place of blessings, connections, provisions like you have never known. This word come to me in my secret place just a few days ago, like I already mentioned. God spoke to me during a time of worship. I was in his presence. I was weeping. And he didn't speak to me about Cuba or Africa, about heaven or hell or money or whatever. He said these words, places are important. Well, they must be important if that's what God speaks to me. Now, most of you automatically probably thought you're talking about where I go to church. And all you pastors need to really sow a seed into my ministry, because I want to talk about that for a moment. It is very important where you go to church. And I know during this pandemic, this movement swept through the land. You don't need to go to church. Just watch it online. Watch it on television. Thank God for online. Thank God for television. But if it's possible, if you have a Bible-believing church in your area, you need to go to God's house. I don't care if you have to drive 100 miles one way. One of the most important decisions of your life is where you go to God's house. But blessings are not limited to the place we call church. That should be the beginning of your blessings throughout the week. In Genesis chapter 12, verse 1, God tells Abram, listen to this. God said to Abram, go from your country, your people, and your father's house to a land that I will show you, to a place that I'm going to show you. Verse 2, when you get to that place, only then, God said, I will make of you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great, and you will be a blessing. God said, Abraham, I'm going to bless you like you've never been blessed. I'm going to bless you so much you'll be a blessing, but you got to get to the place. Places are important. Sometimes the place may not be where you think it is, or it may not be where you want it to be, but God don't think like man, and his ways are not like man's. Listen to Isaiah 55:8. My thoughts are not your thoughts. My ways are not your ways. I remember a few years ago, I was on radio at that time, and I got a call from a pastor to preach. Oklahoma was the state, in between Broken Bow and Antlers, Oklahoma, a little community made up of a church building, a gas station, and a house, something like Elisha, Oklahoma. And the man said, I heard you on radio. I want you to come preach. So I said, I'll pray about it. A year later, God said, go to that church. I called the pastor. He said, I only got 6 members. He said, I had a church split since then. I said, sir, you didn't understand. God told me to come. Listen, the other side of obedience is always a blessing. I went to a church that many evangelists, many prophets, many preachers would never go to with 6 members, 30 miles from even a small, what we would call town. The church didn't even have indoor plumbing. You had to go to an outhouse if you wanted to use the restroom. The first night, the church was filled to capacity. During the next few nights, God moved, and half of the Methodist church down the road received the infilling of the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in other tongues. We saw revival break out among the Indians of that area. I was blessed. The church was blessed. The community was blessed. After I left that revival, during that revival, I met two individuals that in the next few months, the next maybe couple of years, sold probably close to $125,000, $50,000 to help us reach the world. The man that owned that building, the church, he was an old school apostolic Jesus name, wanted to baptize you at midnight, 21 degrees, 5 degrees. I get a call. He owns the church and the house. He wanted to deed it to our ministry. Who would have ever dreamed that I would go to a place that had a church with six members, a little bitty community, not even a community, a store, a church, and a house, and I would be so blessed. But I was in the place God had for me to get blessed. You got to know where God wants you. If God tells you to go to a certain, I'm not talking to just preachers, if God tells you, go to a certain street, go to a certain store, go to a certain place. When you get in the place, there's always blessings in the place God has for you. There's blessings. Blind Bartimaeus got his healing because he was in the place, the right place. When Jesus walked down the street, he healed him. The lady with an issue of blood was at the right place. She was where Jesus was, and she got healed. I like that story about Naaman had leprosy. The prophet sent word, go to the Jordan and dip seven times. He said, I don't want to go to no Jordan. That's dirty water. I want to go to a river with clean water. He wasn't going to go. Finally talked him into it. When he got to the place, woo, glory to God, and he dipped seven times, come up, made whole. I'm telling you, there's blessings in the place. You know, I used to go to prisons. I love prison ministry. I love prison ministry. And you never go to prisons thinking, you know, I'm going to get an offering tonight or I'm going to be blessed financially tonight. But if that's the place God has for you to go, amen, you better get ready for blessings no matter where you go. And a number of years ago, I went to Pine Bluff Diagnostic Unit in Pine Bluff, Arkansas. And my wife, I believe, preached that night. And the next day the phone rung and the chaplain said, would you like some greeting cards? You know, we didn't know, 50, 100, whatever. We said, sure. One of the owners of one of the largest greeting card companies in America was in that service and wanted to bless us. We received so many greeting cards, we had to get a U-Haul truck to pick them all up. We sold them for like $7,500. We got blessed in prison. That was the place. My wife also loves prisons. Used to preach there sometimes twice a week. She come home one night and said, I met a young man from Florida and said, he just touched my heart. He can't get paroled because he has no family in Arkansas. So we prayed and we decided to take him and have him paroled to our house. He come out of that prison with nothing but the clothes on his back. But a few months later, he married a girl in our church. He comes into money, walks up to me one day and says, I'll buy you a new Lincoln car, Lincoln Town car, or I'll give you money. What do you want? I said, well, I've already got a nice car. I'll take the money. He wrote me a check for thousands. I was in the place. I am talking to some of you right now. It's like I am literally, you're across from my desk and I am talking to you. There's a place God's got a blessing for you. There's a place God's got increase for you. There's a place, there's a place, there's a place. Places are important. God made a place before he ever made a man. He made the earth. Then he made man, created man after he made the place. Then he also made, planted a place called the Garden of Eden. Listen to this. Genesis 2 verse 8, God planted a garden called the Garden of Eden or the Garden of Paradise. In the garden was everything man would ever need. Trees that brought forth fruit, four rivers, gold. Why would God put gold there? Because Eve hadn't showed up yet. And he knew Eve was going to show up, and Eve, being a woman, would want some gold. Come on now. Anyway, he planted this garden called the Garden of Eden, and he put man in the garden, and then he put man to sleep and created from the man woman. But he had a place. The Garden of Eden was like almost heaven on earth. That's what our lives ought to be. We ought to live in a Garden of Eden, a place where the wicked one cannot touch us. No plague come nigh our dwelling. Hallelujah. A place where blessings overcome us. Blessings overtake us. A place of no lack. Hallelujah. There's a place, I'm telling you. Places are important. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High. Places are important in the spiritual realm and also even in the natural realm, being in the right places brings blessings. I got to take a break. Man, this is in my spirit. I'll be right back. I want to invite you to an evening of miracles. Saturday, May 28th, 5 p.m. Do you need a miracle? Do you need something to happen that it has to be a miracle for it to happen? Maybe it's spiritually, physically, financially, mentally, maybe in your business, maybe in your family. The list could go on and on. If the answer is yes, this service is for you. Be a great time of prayer, praise, and worship, preaching, and then I'll be laying hands on those that need a miracle. Greatest of all, it's going to be a night of miracles, an evening of miracles. That's Saturday evening, May 28th, 5 p.m. Location, Kingdom Living, Headquarter Church, 4401 Windsor Drive in the city of Fort Smith, Arkansas. If you need a miracle, this service is for you. This is the place, Kingdom Living Church. And Saturday, May the 28th, 5 p.m. is the time.
I want to share with you a new outreach ministry of Kingdom Living called NETS, Networking Entrepreneurs to Success. NETS was created for businessmen and women who desire to prosper in their professions and businesses. The purpose of NETS is to provide prophetic insight and wisdom, prophetic teachings and words to help you prosper. And the vision is to bring like-minded business people together who desire to prosper, and in return will take the gospel of the kingdom around the world. One of the benefits of being a NETS member is the prayer covering that you will have under Prophet Hogan. He will have your name and your business name placed on the altar in his secret place, where he will be praying for you daily. You will also receive monthly communications by letter, where you will receive prophetic insight and instructions that will help your business to succeed and prosper. You will also receive prophetic texts throughout the month with prophetic revelation. Another thing you will receive is a beautiful certificate showing that you are a part of NETS to display in your business. You will also get to be a part of a monthly conference with Prophetic Bobby Hogan and other members of NETS. I know from personal experience that being connected to the prophet and being in alignment with biblical laws will cause you to prosper. The Bible says in 2 Chronicles 20:20, believe the prophets and you prosper. So for more information about this amazing opportunity, text the word NETS. That's N-E-T-S, the word NETS, to 479-755-8398 or call the office at 479-755-8888. We look forward to networking with you here at Kingdom Living Ministries.
Places are important. I got to get right back into this Word of God. A number of years ago, I was asked to preach. My apostle, Dr. Gwen Shaw, who's gone to be with the Lord, one of the most amazing women that ever lived, was scheduled to preach at Calvary Pentecostal Campground in Ashland, Virginia. And she had to have a pacemaker replaced. She was up in years. She said, I want to see if they'll let you go in my place. There we go, place. So she called back and said, they are glad to have you. So I go to the place called Calvary Pentecostal Campground, Ashland, Virginia. I go to the place. And that was winter camp meeting 18 years ago. I'll be there this year in the month of July. They'll put the dates on the screen. They'll be there on the screen for you to see when I'll be at Calvary Pentecostal Campground, Ashland, Virginia. It's an open heaven. They house people free, I believe up to 350. They feed you 2 meals a day. But greater than that, the glory of God is at that place. It's an amazing place. Dr. Jane Louder is the director of that camp now. Ruth Heflin was before that. And I begin to go every year to this place, and I begin to have connections. That's how I got into the United Nations, where I preached to that wonderful group of people, I believe on 4 or 5 occasions. That's where doors begin to open up for me to go to other nations, Nigeria, different nations. I begin to have connections, churches I preach at throughout America, some I met at that place. That was a place where I got blessed, and I'm still being blessed. There's a place for you. You have to watch. You have to be sensitive. The Bible says he will lead us into all truth. Listen, the Bible says, this is so powerful, he will lead us into all truth, the Spirit. That's why you have to be led. You never know where it's going to happen. Sometimes like Abram, you go by faith. Like I went to Oklahoma, that little church, I went by faith. Listen, I remember at that camp one year saying these words. You better watch how you dress when you go to Walmart, single women, because you might meet your husband at Walmart. You don't want to scare him away. You know, put your teeth in, put your wig on, whatever. Look decent. You might meet your husband or wife at Walmart parking lot. After I preached that one night, a couple walks up to me after service, African-American couple. I'm walking in my car. He said, guess where I met my wife? I said, where'd you meet her? Walmart parking lot. A place. You know, Pastor Edna Allen, that goes to our church in Fort Smith, been with me for 40-something years. Some time ago, she had a disease hit her lungs. Lungs were covered. The x-ray showed her lungs covered with this disease. And God said, go to Israel. I will heal you in Israel. The doctor said, no, you don't need to go to Israel. If you made the flight, when you got there, if you needed medical advice and medical attention, no, don't go. But God said, that's the place. So we go to Israel. She has a hard time even going on the plane, the airport. She's struggling with her breathing. We get to Israel, start going to the holy sites, start going to the empty tomb and Calvary and all these places, and she did not get healed any of those places. And I'll never forget it. We walk down to the pit. You have to walk down these stairs. The last night of Jesus, his stay on earth before the crucifixion, after he had already been abused and it's horrible night in that pit. And you have to bend down. You have to walk these stairs. And I just happened to be the one behind her. And when her feet touched that pit, the bottom part, after walking down those stairs, the floor, when her feet touched the floor, she goes, oh! And she falls back, and I hold her up. And she's instantly healed. She goes back. We come back to America. She goes to the doctor. He has two x-rays. She brings them to church. The first, her lungs are covered with this disease. But after she went to the place, hallelujah, her lungs are clear, no disease. Hallelujah. The place. There's a place that brings blessings. There's a place that brings connections. There's a place that brings provision. Listen to this. Listen to this. God tells Elijah, let me read it to you, 1 Kings 17, verse 3 and 4, depart from here, go eastward to the brook Cherith. No other brook. Any other brook he would have went to, nothing would have happened. He said, you shall drink from the brook. Now, this is in famine and drought. And you shall drink from the brook, and the raven shall feed thee morning and evening there at a place. I repeat, any other brook, it would not have happened. But he got to that place God had ordained, and in famine and drought, ravens bring him food and there's water in the brook. But one day the water is not fair. The brook goes dry. Listen to what God says now. Listen to this, verse 8. The word of the Lord came to him. God said, arise and go to Zarephath. I've commanded a widow woman to sustain thee there. Where? There, a place. We know the story. He gets to that city. No other city would have worked. No other city it would have happened. The miracle was in the city of Zarephath. My mother's revelation on this broadcast. He gets to Zarephath. There is the woman. There's the place. There's the woman. He asks for water. She goes to get it. Oh, yeah, bring me a cake. She said, I don't have but a little meal in the barrel. I'm going to make a little cake for me and my son. We're going to eat and die. He said, do what you said, but bake me one first. And thus saith God, your meal barrel will never go empty. The oil will never go dry in your cruse as long as the famine lasts. She obeyed, and you know the story. Her meal multiplied. The oil multiplied. And listen to this. Verse 15. She and he and her household did eat for many days. Why? Because he went to the place. Now, I'm getting ready to prophesy that you're going to find, and I can't even say place, I'm saying places. My life has been full of places that I went to where I had so many blessings, where I experienced overflow, where I had connections, where new doors opened. There's a place for every one of you. There's places for you business people. There's places for you in ministry. There's places for the body of Christ. Places where, I repeat, you'll make connections. You'll step into overflow. You'll experience prosperity. You'll experience that healing, that miracle, whatever it is. But you got to know the place. If you don't know the place, you have to know the places. Man, there's an anointing right now, and I'm going to prophesy that in the next season of your life, you're going to find yourself in the places God has predetermined. I'm talking to a preacher right now that's looking for the right church to pastor. You're going to find your place. I'm talking to some business people that are struggling. There is a place where you will make connections. You'll sign contracts. God's going to give you favor. I'm talking to some kingdom family. God's got places for you that's going to cause income to come. Your job might be the place. It may not be the place. God may have another job. Maybe you outride where you are. You don't like what's going on. Maybe that's the place. It's just not the timing. You have to have the Holy Spirit to direct you. Very important you understand. The Spirit will guide you and lead you. That's not the place you got to get out. If it is the place, you got to stay. My, my. I've had places that things happen that is just, you know, I was fishing one day. I told you a while back. Arkansas River, I was at that place And I met a man I'd never met before, a cussing fisherman, that come to church, got saved, started supporting me, helped send me around the world, places. I want to prophesy. If you're ready to receive this word, if possible, put your hand toward the television, your phone, the internet, the computer, wherever. I prophesy, God, we're your people. I prophesy the places you have for your people in the name of Jesus in this next season. Let them be places. Some of those places don't look like the places. They're not the places people think are the places, but we have your Holy Spirit. I decree overflow. I declare connections. I decree and declare blessings in those places. Some of you are receiving this word. It's like I'm just giving you hot bread right now, and you're taking this word. Amen. And this word is going to cause you to find yourself in places. You don't even understand. Sometimes you don't even understand why you're there, but you got to wait to the end. There's more to it. When I went to that little community in Oklahoma, amen, it didn't look like that was a place going with six members. But a couple years later, when I look back and I had a house and a church deeded to our ministry and 120, 50,000 give to our ministry, believe me, that was the right place. And God's got a place for you. I've only got a little over a minute. You have to seal this word. I say it all the time, but I believe in what I say. I'm a sower, and you sow a seed and seal this word. Sowing that seed is an act of faith, saying, I believe, I believe. I'm challenging. There's people right now that can sow a $250 seed. You just say, I'm sowing my seed for the places, for the place. Amen. The number's on the screen, the way to sow. Others of you cannot sow $250, but I challenge everyone that can to sow $75. If you cannot sow that, you sow the best you can. Our television expense is very much expensive. But your sowing that seed will help us on television around the world, but it'll reap you a harvest. There's an anointing on our life. Sow out of your ministry, your business, your personal life. Seal this word that there's places God has for you. You got to get there. You got to get to those places. And I'm telling you, this is true, a fresh word that God has had me release, and you that receive it, if you didn't receive it, don't sow a seed. But if you received it, sow your seed now.
Thank you, Kingdom Living Partners, for helping us successfully have our first Bible disbursement in Lahore, Pakistan. For over a year now, our Kingdom Living broadcast has been airing on King Television Network, and now we are on Abundant Life Network out of Pakistan. And now we are expanding our ministry there through the Kingdom Living Bible Disbursement. Without you, it would be impossible to do what we are doing in Pakistan and around the world. Thank you for helping us make a difference in lives, not just in America, but in other nations of the world.
This broadcast has been brought to you by the friends and partners of Bobby Hogan Ministries. If you have been blessed by this prophetic broadcast, prayerfully consider sowing a seed and help us continue preaching the word with a message of faith and hope. You may contact the ministry by calling 479-755-8888 or writing to us at Kingdom Living P.O. Box 2665, Fort Smith, Arkansas 72902. You may also visit our website, bobbyhogan.org.